Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So yesterday we had another headline that involves the Mandela name. We found out that 33-year-old Mbuso Mandela, who is the former president's troubled grandson, was arrested along with four other people at his former house, at the former president's, the late president's former house, out in Houghton. They were found in possession of a stolen vehicle. And I found it interesting because this is the same house that not so long ago, during the year, had been in the news because apparently the family is fighting over the house and therefore it cannot be fixed. They don't want it to be sold, but at the same time, no one is taking care of it, right? So for the son to actually be found at that very house with a stolen vehicle is very, very interesting.
And an unlicensed firearm.
So I wanted to know, you know, when it comes to Mandela, generally as the millennials, I think more millennials will have a warm, fuzzy feeling towards Mandela, the name, as opposed to Gen Zers, right? Because, you know, we are the generation that got to experience Model C schooling for the first time because of the liberation that was spearheaded by Nelson Mandela, right? So there will always be that warm and fuzzy feeling. But I wanted to know, how many of you guys actually even commemorated his passing last year on the 5th of December? Did you even remember?
Of course we remembered.
Did you remember?
Yes. Funny enough, I always remember his birthday.
Yes.
Because it's in June.
Yes.
And my grandmother and...
But it's also because it is the day when we celebrate how
Mandela Day.
67
yes.
minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that warm, fuzzy feeling around that. But in terms of the name overall, with everything that has happened in the recent past, you know, Mandela's, you know, the grandchildren have been in the news more times
for
than
all
we
the wrong reasons.
To listen, right? Are we still holding the Mandela name in high regard as a country, or are we slowly but surely forgetting?
I don't think we're forgetting. I think it's complex. Can you imagine? I think we should always put ourselves in people's shoes. Like, can you imagine the pressure of a legacy like that on a family? And I mean, some of these troubling situations, some of the social ills they go through as a family, is quite commonly occurring in so many other families. It's just that you don't have the Mandela legacy, or you're not famous, or it's not known. But every family, oh, not every family, but many families have children who are struggling with a drug addiction or with who commit crimes, or who are, there's just social ills. It's just that it's the Mandela name.
But as a country, before we even get to the family, as a country, do we still hold it in the same regard? I mean, 67 minutes of whatever, there was a time when it was big. It was a huge thing, right? Everyone wanted to pledge these 67 minutes. I'm going to go and I'm going to paint a school. I'm going to feed the needy and so on and so forth. But these days, even companies themselves within the corporate structures are not really advocating for the employees to go out there and do what they need to do for Mandela.
Yeah. I think maybe it is getting to a point where we are slightly forgetting whatever contribution that he had on the country. But it's also upon us to keep the legacy alive. And if we don't, obviously it's going to die out. In 10 years' time, my five-year-old nephew is going to be like, I know the surname, but I don't know the significance of why it is for however many years you people would stop work for a day and go and do these things. So we need to just choose whether we want to, you know, continue the legacy and keep it alive as a country, or we are okay with the fact that, you did what you did for us, and it's cool, you know, we commemorated you while you were still alive, but you're not here anymore.
Are there too many things that are tarnishing the Mandela name?
I'm glad you asked that, because I was about to say, with Angie saying we need to keep his name alive, I think it needs to start with the family. And I don't know if I'm being unfair for saying this, but if we're seeing all this negativity coming from directly at home, who are we to think we can cover that up and still keep his name?
I mean, these are the people who wanted to sell his ID.
You know what I mean? So they need to set to the direction 100%, 100%.
So basically, in a nutshell, we need leadership from the Mandela family, the Madiba clan.
Yeah. Mm.
That's where we need direction from. So as a country, we're trying, but there's only so much that we can do.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's sad, really, because I think, of course, you said a pastor can't give birth to a pastor type thing. Mm. But the thing is, the Madibas or the Mandela children and grandchildren have benefited so much from the name itself.
Yeah.
It is so important.
In fact,
for them.
I know a few men who married Mandela children and
women
carried,
and take the surname because of the power of that surname.
Mm.
So it is so important that they don't tarnish it. Yeah. They keep it alive because they benefited from it a hell of a lot more than we did.
Okay.
We were liberated by Madiba and the other struggle heroes. But the thing is, like you say, I'm a Mandela.
It opens doors.
And not just the door, the red carpet will come out. You know?
That's true.
So you have to carry on the legacy, whether it's yours to carry or not. It has made your life soft.
Mm.
So it is so important that you respect that name, and you make sure that you don't tarnish it.
Well, on that note, that is what we are asking you as the listener of Seize the World, as the listener of Kaya 959. Do you feel as though we are holding the Madiba or the Mandela name in high regard still as a country? But at the same time, we are speaking about the legacy of this man. Are we being slightly unfair when we say that we don't necessarily need to look at them to be the ones that are holding up the name in high regard? That is the question that we are asking. Are we being unfair to the family when we want them to hold up the name in high regard? Do we, as South Africans, still hold up the name in high regard? Let's have that conversation.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We are talking about the Mandela legacy. Yesterday, it was found that Mbuso Mandela, who is one of the grandchildren of the late president, and he was found to have been in possession of a stolen vehicle, in possession of a stolen gun. So he, alongside four other people, were arrested. And also, they were found to be at the former president's home out in Houghton. So the big question, with everything that has happened around the Mandela family, are we still holding the name in high regard as a country? Do you still look at the Mandela name and say, it's a king, I still put so much respect to this name? But at the same time, as Angie Khumalo had said, the family itself has not been a shining light when it comes to their behavior, when it comes to how they are holding this name in high regard. So it needs to start with you holding the name in high regard, right? So that the rest of the country follows suit. Or are we being a little too unfair? Because, holding up a legacy is not easy.
Mandela, we pacifier, you know, low key earlier on, and we don't make a cool, like I said, a pacifier. We think our bonogosha, we go right, and all that. Just to keep us from not, you know, doing other things back then, they used the name Mandela. Now it's no longer the same because siyabona musukuthi it's not yet uhuru. You know, zningizi into ezingazange zilunge. Anyway, ntomnyama seems like he life yakhe worse than before, or it keeps getting worse. So that name doesn't really work. At 967 minutes yakhona asiboni isidingo sokuthi celebrate or commemorate because us gaining nothing from that. So let abazukulu bakhe continue with that basiyeke thina because asiboni anything. Mhlambe nikhuluma nge-liberation just nje ukuthi siyovota, but economically and otherwise ay kunzima.
Morning, Kaya. Mina, I don't think ukuthi sikhohliwe nge-legacy kaMandela. We always have it in the back of our heads ukuthi Nelson Mandela is that bro But now I feel like it would be unfair for now for the public and the world to expect everyone that is a descendant of Mandela to be like Mandela, because at the end of the day, everyone is an individual of their own. They've got different personalities. You know, they'll always be the black sheep of the family. It's just unfortunate to see it's now with the Mandela title on it, which has high expectations, you know. So the family has a big name to live up to, but now for us to then come and expect ukuthi abantu ba Mandela bangabi nefif njengabantu ba Nkabinde, not to say it's expected, but you know, they're individuals at the end of the day.
Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you send through those voice notes? I would love to hear what you have to say.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Speaking of voices, we are talking about the Mandela legacy. And I was asking a question with regards to that particular legacy. Do we still hold it in high regard as a country, or are we quickly forgetting? And also, are we being fair to the Mandela children, Mandela family in its entirety, when we want them to continue holding up his legacy?
If the people that are carrying the surname don't even hold it in high regard, who are we as the people to do the same? Everything that we've been hearing the past couple of years has been negative. So if Bona themselves, they don't respect the surname, who are we to keep holding this legacy and saying Mandela? I remember when a Mandela surname meant something. If you're a Mandela, it meant something.
Good morning, Osmpo and the team. My general feeling on this is that the Mandela Foria has dwindled. If its own name bearers are not living to its expectation, who are we to honor the name? I think it has lost its own significance over the years. Yeah, that's my general opinion. Thank you.
Good morning, Poma Boy and Poma Boy's Angels. I mean, the sooner you forget, I think it's the better. No matter what you're saying, next. I can't sense the Leon, and the family. Silasiko and I'm catching my act. He didn't sense the Leon. Aiko. Romundu, we are the listen to Zak, and I'm saying just double Orania because of it. I'm saying just tell it out because of it. Keep it legacy, Munto Jalo.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
It feels as though as a country we're being taken to hell and back, because every so few months or so there is drama around the Mandela family. Just yesterday we heard that Mbuso Mandela was arrested alongside four other people for being in possession of a stolen vehicle. So now we're asking around the legacy. Do you still hold the Mandela legacy in high regard? Is it fair of us as a country to expect the family to still hold it in high regard?
Morning, Bomkhaya. On this issue, Yaga Mandela, I think definitely we are being unfair on legacy or isiZukulu zakhe. I think one thing which was mentioned by the previous caller, because we are human with different personality. And masikhuluma ngama personality, I think if you're talking about this guy has been charged with a criminal charge, the personality which his grandfather had, guys. Khulume iqiniso, his grandfather was a rebellion at some time, was against the law at some time, was a criminal. So if that is a personality, I understand. How do you expect this not to be Jin who is like, that's just from me, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, but those are different criminal elements. Being a criminal because you're working towards something, and being a criminal in jail, those are two different things.
Well, I believe, Gutini, every family have troubled situations at home, social ills and all that stuff. So there's nothing special about those guys, Abo Mandela. And I think mhlambe balandela ukuthini abalandeli ibongo zabo baba babo, balandela isibongo sabo uMandela. Personally, I don't celebrate anything Mandela name like, because there's nothing significant about the one that we were told about.
Lidi Pijang, thank you very much for all your voice notes.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.